Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Love me, love forever. Ay, 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 everybody wants that. And when we have weather like today, it's just magical. The California, California. Hi, do you like heat?
I do. I like it warm.
You like warm? I don't like so much. I'm talking to our guest. One moment, we'll be introducing our wonderful girls with beautiful accent. She has a great accent. So now we'll be having two guests with accent, but one we are expecting in moment. A poor girl, she is driving from Santa Barbara and 3 hours in the traffic already. So we'll be expecting Monica entering the studio door whenever she will arrive. Oh, poor girl. But yeah, the sun is going up, not down, like in my song. But today we'll be having lots of wonderful music for people to enjoy and for people to hopefully fall in love with and forever, ever, ever to be in love with our guest, who is an instrumentalist. She's a guitarist. She's a songwriter. She's a singer. She is a composer and band leader. She is everything. And her name is?
Andrea Lisa.
Beautiful Andrea Lisa. I will say Andrea Lisa, but you know, that's why I like people when they introduce themselves, especially when they have this gorgeous accent. Okay, this accent comes from?
South Africa.
Closer to microphone. Yes.
South Africa and New Zealand.
So nice mixture.
Yeah.
South Africa. You were a baby when you were there. Yes, you were born there.
I spent 8 years there.
Okay, 8 years. So, yeah, you were a lady already. And then you needed to leave. Why did you leave to New Zealand?
My mother's siblings were going over. And they all kind of one by one went over. Huh. And then we just joined.
Just family reason, yes?
Yeah.
Do you think that that was the right decision that mommy and daddy made?
Definitely.
Yay!
But now they're back. They're back in South Africa.
Whoa, so yeah. We all are trying to go back where we belong. Do you think you are right now in America and you have visa for many, many years and you are an amazing artist, people will be listening to your songs. So in a way, people say she won lottery because so many people who I have here who are visiting this country, they're hoping to just receive this beautiful paperwork, the O-1 visa, so they can really stay without being nervous that they need to leave in 6 months or 1 year or whatever the government say the time is to leave. So you think that if you can stay forever here, will you be missing New Zealand or South Africa? Or,
in
as
all
of
honesty,
now?
Not really.
Not really. So the lifestyle, what is so different between your country that you grew up with and received a wonderful education? Because I know you have a bachelor in the music, yes, music degree. And now you are just entering this amazing, amazing opportunity to play and be really equal to everybody who is the best who comes here to just have a career in music. So do you think this is a career choice or lifestyle choice?
It starts with my career. But last year when I spent time here, I realized that it's much more than that. I'm just so happy here.
Wow.
I love both of my countries. I love South Africa. I love New Zealand. And I'm grateful for everything that both of the countries gave me. But there's definitely an energy here and something about the people and the music and the everything is just there's so much, you have access to everything. I can go out anytime. Tonight, there's so many options of what I can do. Same as tomorrow and all week, you know.
So you are not afraid. People always say everybody has a dream. Almost everybody. When you go through the street, every third house, somebody has a studio, somebody records mm-hmm. something. We are dreamers here. Mm-hmm. But how to survive of the dream? Do you think about the practicality of it?
I just know what my purpose is. And I feel like if you know exactly what that is, and the next step, believing that you can do it and constantly working at it, yeah. that's the big part.
It's a persistence is so important in this business. Yeah. I know that a lot of people who are amazing, they just give up.
Yeah.
Give up because they, for whatever reason, they cannot push another year, another 6 months, another mm-hmm. something. And this business of music need to stay afloat, but mostly yeah. we are sinking. Then you are going mm-hmm. up. It's just a beautiful way of life because artists are so wonderful people.
Definitely.
So yeah, this is like the family. We need to help each other when yeah. we are down, you know. And I think yes, in LA everybody made it and then lost it and made it, so mm-hmm. everybody understand this game of being successful or waiting for the dream come through. So we will be, of course, your fans forever. That's first, because you are on Accent on LA Talk Radio. And thank you, Jeff Floro, for introducing me to Andrea. Mm-hmm. And we'll start with the song, yes? And this is instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and name is?
It's California Rain.
How can you call rain in California? What is the rain in California?
I think that was like back in January. Do you remember it rained for like a...
Like 5 minutes? Oh, no.
It was actually on and off for like a week or something.
Yes, we have beautiful moments.
It was that time. Yeah. And it was such a beautiful rain. It was just gentle, you know.
Oh, lovely. So now we'll be listening to you streaming your guitar, yes?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
to the last drop of raindrop. I heard the rain in your music. Hook is really good. You need to write the lyrics to this one. That's a beautiful hook. It's so, so, so cool. So I think I'm advising you. Write the lyrics to it and it would be an amazing song to it. Beautiful. It's so gentle and, yes, so sweet. Looks like we are not live right now on Facebook. We are having audio. So please, people, stay with us. And in a moment, hopefully, we'll be seen too. I would have to know a little bit your journey. Now, we know that you were 8 years old and you moved to New Zealand, but everybody will say how this is possible that 8 years old girl decided to pick up guitar and you were studying by yourself or you had right away great teachers?
I actually only got into music when I was in high school.
So all the years before, no guitar in your hands?
No guitar. But yeah, no guitar. I started when I was like 14 and a half.
Okay, I want the moment where you decided, oh, I need to pick up guitar. And where was the guitar?
The guitar was in the corner of the room.
So it was waiting for you.
It was right
Whose
there.
Whose guitar it was?
It was my cousin's.
He left there. Why
a girl, and they came to stay with us from South Africa for a short amount of time. And I said to her, I was like, can I play you a guitar? And the first thing she said to me was, oh, it's not a toy. And I was like, yeah, but let me just play it. I want to try it out. We went back and forth, and then she let me play it.
No, she cannot let you play it. You never had a guitar in your hand. So did you really? Because I know a lot of my friends in the music school, they were saying that sometimes they sat on a piano before they never really put their fingers on the piano. Mm-hmm. Somehow, somewhere, the magic was happening. It wasn't with me like that. I know there need to be special, special talent for somebody to feel the instrument and somehow from like, I don't know why, they know how to. So how long took you to have this guitar in your hands and know you can do something with
it? It was instant. Instant. The minute I picked it up, I played a few notes. I just thought it was fascinating. I remember like running to the lounge to say to my mom, like, Mom, I really want one of these. And I was kind of one of those kids who I've always been really passionate about whatever I do, but mostly art.
Yeah.
Even just drawing and sport. I was just...
No singing?
Singing, yes.
Yes.
Singing,
okay.
Yes. I was singing since I was little baby. But my mom said to me, okay, hold on, like, you know, let's just see that you're gonna like stick with this. Yeah. And it took a couple of months before I could actually get my own guitar. And I would actually go and visit my cousin's house just to play her guitar for like a few months. And she even got mad at me. She said, I don't feel like you wanna come and hang out and play with me. You just want to come and take my guitar. And I was like, I need to play.
Wow. So from this moment on, there was like self-thought.
Then I started like teaching myself just melodies on my cousin's guitar. And then when I was at school, I enrolled in classical guitar. So I went through all the classical tuition and I just played that for a few years. And at the end of high school, in my last year, the university came, the Jazz New Zealand School of Music came to promote at my school. And that was the first time I'd heard like a jazz band in front of me. And I was like, wow.
Oh gosh, it's in your blood.
These people are improvising and just making up these things on the spot. And that's what I used to do when I was on the guitar, when I wasn't practicing classical.
I can understand that.
I would just play melodies
whatever
and
was
figure
in you,
things
you
out.
Tried. Yes. So that was improvisation anyway.
Yeah. And then I just asked the tutor that was there, can I get into jazz school? I don't know anything about jazz. And he said, what do you do? I said, well, I'm grade 8 classical guitar. And he said, you'll be fine. You'll get in and it'll be okay. So then I got the audition papers and looked at what I needed to do, and I just practiced my butt off to try and play some jazz for the audition, and I got in.
So beautiful. So 4 years?
3 years.
3 years. and bachelor degree.
Yes.
And in the meantime, obviously, you were also including your singing into studying too, yes?
For 2 years, I did singing.
So, yes, so when people want to go to Accent on Facebook, so I posted all bio, whatever you had on your website. And if people want to know a little bit more about you, your website is?
AndreaLisa.com.
Very easy, AndreaLisa.com. Yeah. So now you are here. You are in America and you are influenced. Oh, we have our guest who she's driving from Santa Monica. So we'll let her come in. Is she coming? Is she coming? Is she coming? Oh, come on, come on. Oh, hi, Monica. Oh, so good. Yes, that's another guest, California and traffic. I. You please sit here so we have you hopefully on camera too. So in the moment that you left New Zealand, it was like right away after school, or you a little bit hang out and played in the clubs? Or you
I
did
played
something?
A little bit, maybe for like a year, just a year. The university wanted me to do honors, but I was done with studying. So I stayed for 1 year. I was teaching in schools, doing private teaching and doing gigs. And I started my band that year.
What name?
AndreaLisa Band.
Andrea, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But then you are having your new band here and no more under your name?
It's just going
sweet?
Under my name. I'm not kind of sticking to all the same musicians.
I
have some that I really like, and I will continue to play with them in my band.
That really is you.
But I'm not doing another band that's, you know, sort of a band that always sticks together.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a lot of work.
Very hard, and everybody's somewhere is very tough. And what I loved it reading your bio that you really like. You love music, so you intertwine styles of music between, you know, today maybe pop, next day R&B, next day blues, next day...
Everything, yeah.
So this is, I think, the best time to listen to you playing your marvelous guitar that you brought to us. And for us to have an artist playing live is a magical moment. So please,
yeah.
I like your guitar. That came from you, with you?
This is actually a friend's guitar.
Oh, another friend.
Yeah.
You are attached and now you prefer guitar than a friend again? No? Okay, what song will be listening to?
I'm thinking, I have two choices. I have a song, there's a bunch of new songs I've been writing.
We have two choices. We have time for two songs. That's
okay,
why you're here.
There's one that I just started writing.
So premiere on the radio?
Definitely.
Oh my gosh, Accent on LA Talk Radio. We have a premiere here. People tune in. Okay. The title?
And I haven't decided on the title yet. I'm trying to think whether it should be Reflection of You or
Reflection of Me.
Mirror.
Oh, a mirror.
Yeah, because I feel like the song is about, I really hope that it can help anybody who's going through anything to speak up about it to someone.
I understand. So we have a mirror. That's what we do mostly in life. And do we like what we see? And we are not talking about beauty. We are talking inside.
Inside.
Out.
And it's also about not holding it in. It's open up and speak to people, because as much as you may feel like that other person doesn't understand what you're going through, a lot of the time they actually do.
They went through
similar
stuff. Might
not be the same, but it's similar.
You're right. What is better than a song? So I like Reflection of You. That's a beautiful title.
Yeah,
Mirror is good too, but Reflection of You.
Mm-hmm.
We like it. So we'll call this song right now here. And we have a premiere. We have lyrics on a phone. So
yeah,
we
so
believe, Andrea, this is for sure new song.
Yeah.
I've tasted your tears. You held me when I was breaking down. it's taken me years to let myself go without any bounds. And all of this sorrow, everyone's got some kind of pain. Don't wait till tomorrow, no. Tell someone, because we're mostly same. There's a reflection of you out there. There's someone like you. There's a reflection of you, more than one. I swear it's true. Oh, when it's just like a mirror, a mirror, a mirror. Oh, it's just like a mirror, a mirror, a mirror. Looking back at you, looking back at you. If we can be honest, that's just how we will find our purest selves. Go on and open up and share your deepest and darkest. Don't close your lips or give in to your fears, 'cause all that I've been through, you face something like that too. I know. Go on and let it all out so we can talk about it. I'll listen to you. You are not alone. There's a reflection of you out there. There's someone like you. And there's a reflection of you, more than one. I swear it's true. When we let go, it turns and twists our every part that we resist. And then we shape into the stronger being that's inside of us. Inside of us. Ooh. Inside of us. Inside of us.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful reflection of you for today. Thank you, Andrea Lisa.
You're
so
welcome.
So beautiful. So you are very lyrical and romantic. Do you like also strong, crazy rock music?
I do.
Do you sing also rock songs?
I don't really sing rock songs.
You just like every style of music, but...
I do.
But yeah, somehow I believe you are communicator. Mm-hmm. So you, your guitars are beautiful. They accompany beautifully your voice. So you are lucky because you can play and you can sing. So really your guitar listens to you. Mm-hmm. And that's how I I really got the song into my heart. The lyrics are beautiful. The vocals is great. But your guitar is just in one with you. So lucky you. I'm so jealous, you know. You know, it's very hard to find somebody who can play how you really feel and give you this moment of, you know, dynamics that you require. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Sounds already like this is 6 month old song. So even when it was new, feels like it's already new 100%. I would love also end our song, our show with another song. So please start thinking what the song would be like, because we'll be moving a little bit into a very unusual topic. I am so excited to really talk to you, Monica, and you are scaring me. Your message is really scary in a way. Your education is something like futuristic stuff that not so many people understand that really we need to focus on right now. Problems that you'll be talking about, they are bigger than life and will be growing in the future. And then, you know, your full name is Monica.
Yes.
Your full name is
Krajewska.
Krajewska. So again, I like when people say their names because Monica has an accent also. She's originally from?
Poland.
What town?
Łódź.
You are from Łódź. And how many years you are in Los Angeles? Oh, in L.A.?
34 almost.
So you're Californian forever, yes. That was the first stop from Poland?
L.A.
L.A. was the first stop. Yeah. Why did you decide that L.A. is your town?
I had a family here.
Lucky you. Yes. But you were studying in Poland? Or how old you were when you moved here? Oh, not so.
Around early 20s, 21.
So education, beginning education, obviously
was
in Łódź.
Yeah, it was art. It was art. It was graphic design. And I have a degree in visual communications and specifically in displaying art and curating art exhibitions and displaying. So display design, basically, and
very
space
interesting.
Design.
So that's why Elegant Living 27, yes. That's why you called your business officially this name.
Right.
So again, Elegant Living 27. And now I made this scary introduction and we moved to Elegant Living. But I really, really want to talk to you about something that people need to really focus on right now. Tell me. What is your really job here? How you can keep us healthy, a healthy house? Mm-hmm. And what are you doing? Explain me your business.
So I am in business of building biology, and it is a science of studying healthy homes. And it's based, it came from Germany originally. Biobiology started in just after the war. And came to America in the late 70s, early 80s. And we have the American Building Biology and Ecology International Institute based in New Mexico.
Interesting. Is this something that is a one? Or is many schools like that right now?
There's only one institute.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Because tell us, what you really were studying and what you are applying right now when you are going to buildings and you find out that we all are exposed to very dangerous stuff. Mm-hmm. So could you, people say, okay, what is so dangerous? We are here, but we are dangerous here. I have computer, we have phones, we have microphones, we have board, we have another computer and lights and everything. Describe us what's going on and why we need to be petrified of something that we don't even know that we're supposed to be petrified.
Perhaps the best way to describe it is to show, because you can't see electromagnetic radiation. And this is what I specialize in measuring, evaluating buildings for, and offering remediation to reduce exposure for human beings who live or work in those buildings. So building biology is based, our guiding principle is nature. And it is based in science. We use very sophisticated equipment. I always carry with me a little one just so I can measure wherever I go radio frequency radiation. And we are in a very hot spot.
Right, oh my gosh.
With all the Wi-Fi. This is only measuring wireless radiation. But we also measure electric fields in homes and buildings and magnetic fields and dirty electricity.
Dirty electricity.
So there are four different EMFs. Most people have no clue what EMFs are. I didn't until I became affected by it. And how I became affected was I moved into an old 100-year-old home in Santa Barbara, which had remnants of the original wiring, electrical wiring. It's called knob and tube wiring. And that sort of wiring, where the wires are very far apart, they put out huge electric and magnetic field into the home from all the walls and ceilings and floor. And I was working at home at the time. That was 12 years ago. And within a few months of moving into that house, I became very ill. And what sort of symptoms did it start with? It happens very suddenly for most people. It's like this. Once you reach the exposure level that is no longer acceptable for your system to take on, there's a neurological effect. You can't think straight. My head was hurting very bad. I was running an international company at that time, and I couldn't put a sentence together. We just received a new iMac. It was packed with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and we migrated from a tower underneath that desk. And I was the first one to use Wi-Fi. I was spending a lot of time on the phone. I had Wi-Fi in the home. I had an office at home. And what happened was, as soon as the iMac arrived, something went wild. It just was weird. My head was hurting immediately as soon as I set it up. And it was running on Wi-Fi at that time, so I didn't know it would affect me. And then overnight, I became practically debilitated. So fast forward 9 years of searching and looking for solutions. I couldn't go any place that wouldn't cause pain to my head. And, I had all sorts of symptoms, a whole list of symptoms that I was plagued with. And most what we call EHS, which is electro-hypersensitive people, the number is growing now that we have more and more technology surrounding us and people use it day and night. What happened was that I couldn't work anywhere. At some point that office, that job ended, and wherever I went to work, I couldn't take it. I would come home ill. And I did not know at that time that I was living in what we call sick or toxic home, because I couldn't see electricity. We can't see these things. Mm-hmm. And so 9 years later, in 2016, I found a building biologist who came from LA with a suitcase of equipment. And he began measuring my place and found, unbeknownst to me, that I was living in extreme levels of electric fields. And then magnetic fields follow right after that. So just to give you an example, in building biology, we have acceptable levels for healthy sleeping area. We go by that. So most people sleep in high electric and magnetic fields with all the stuff going around our beds and bedrooms. And I found, the building biologist showed me he checked my body voltage. We used this body voltage meter where he gave me this diode to hold and grounded it. And I stood in the middle of my living room, and he found that I was exposed to over 3,000 millivolts. Which, just to give you an example, it shouldn't be more than 100 millivolts.
Oh my God.
So I was being electrocuted for years and didn't know it. And because I was working at home initially, I was spending most of my time at home. So, you know, I was off in my assessment that because I was reactive to Wi-Fi, but what really was causing it was exposure to high electric fields. And we say electric fields at night and then magnetic fields during the day, like around the equipment, around metal. When you have current on the metal, electric current, you have magnetic fields. So we're exposed to magnetic fields during the day. Of course, I was spending a whole day on the computer while I was running an office. And I just reached my limit. And unfortunately, it took me 9 years. If I had known about building biology right then, I would have saved myself a lot of pain. You know, I couldn't work anywhere, so my financial situation changed, was affected. My health was ruined, practically. And I started to recover after we evaluated my place and then started making different changes.
So I would love to talk about what changes we can do, because you are like a doctor, like for right. us, because we all are living in places like that. But you don't even know that this show I dedicate to my friend in Germany. When I didn't know of you, about you, but you have another friend named Monica. She was my guest here 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I spoke with my German friend at morning, like 6 in the morning, 2.5 weeks ago. And he said, Ilona, I eventually figure out what's wrong with me. I'm living in a house that has so much electricity and electronic and Wi-Fi field. I have ear problems. I cannot put my thoughts together. I cannot. He's a musician, big producer. So I was going, and I'm going crazy. He loves the place where he lives. It's just beautiful, beautiful place. And he said, I will not talk for another 2 weeks with you because I'm leaving to out of Germany to a little tiny place that has not even lines, electric lines. The doctors told me I need to remove myself. So we are talking to him, and he's telling us how he's affected, you know, his headaches, his this, that, and that sometimes he thinks like he cannot take anymore, you know, and he didn't know what's wrong with him. And I put the phone down. 2 hours later, your friend Monica writes to me and she said, Ilona, I have a friend. I would like you to, if you feel like she'll be good for the show, I would like you to see her website. Yeah. So I was like, God, something is so amazing. I cannot believe it. The 2 hours difference. 2 hours. Why? It's not like your business is on the street easily to find, which everybody who listens to us obviously will be giving all phone numbers and all how to get in touch with you. But when I was like, just, I was petrified because that was everything what he was saying. And seems like he's in Germany. It seems like somebody figured out, somebody is leading him. I wrote him email right away about you that I will be sending, of course, link to the show to him. But he's, I cannot even talk to him right now. There's no contact with him. He has no computers, nothing. He's just gone trying to find house that all of these things, he'll be not affected to give yourself cleansing or whatever you call this
digital detox. Yep.
So I cannot wait for him to come back and listen to our show and even maybe get you in touch with him, because that's probably will be perfect. Hopefully he has great people in Germany who work with him on this topic. But yeah, I'm saying the life, you cannot predict life like that, you know, that somebody talks about this problem. His life really troubled for him horribly, not feeling good. And you are having, and you went through the same, because I don't know you. I listen to you right now. All what you are saying right now is only telling maybe a lot of people who are in home, who are surrounded, who are working mostly in home or offices or whatever. We are in bad, bad dangers right now. And not even saying our children who have tiny brains, tiny bodies, tiny nothing yet, and how we can protect and what we can do to be saving this world, which is always big world, how to save the world, but even maybe the little tiny place that we are in. And so first and foremost, your name, how to get in touch with you, again, website, everything what you can give us, and we'll be repeating end of the show one more time. So how we can talk to you if somebody feels badly in home, something is not right, comes back from work or goes to work and headaches completely, or ear ringing, or just lightheaded, or feels weird, and doctors say, nothing wrong with you. So maybe this is something that is deeper that nobody yet talked about this out loud. So how we can find you and how we can contact you? Can we hire you? Can you come with all of these instruments, whatever you have, and just feel the if we are in safe or toxic environment?
Absolutely. I'm fully equipped, and I do home evaluations and measure buildings all over California. People can find me on Facebook. I have a business page. My website is being built right now, but my Facebook page is called Elegant Living 27, and people can call me as well. I am at 805-895-4687. That's 895-4687, area code 805. I'm based in Santa Barbara, but I do a lot of work in LA area and up north in the Bay Area. I travel all over wherever there's work, so we're mobile. And I love what I do, because what happened the moment the building biologist came through my doorstep, my life turned around. I was missing vital information. I couldn't find it on my own until someone who was skilled and an expert in the field could show me what was actually affecting me. I had no idea. I didn't want to live. It was so painful. And I was not living a good life, just to tell you the truth. And so I can relate to your friend in Germany, because you become desolate. You become depressed. And people think you're crazy, because you can't really see this stuff. So I decided to become a building biologist myself and turn my demise into something good that can help people, because there will be a lot of people getting sick. We're just facing a whole wave of electrosensitivity in this country and all over the world.
Yes.
And just wanted to let everybody know that I'm also on staff with Building Biology Institute. I am very dedicated to spreading the word. It's a nonprofit organization, and I've been volunteering for almost 2 years, and I've been invited to be on staff now. And we will be participating in a EMF conference that will be happening in September in Northern California. This is a very important event. Anyone can attend. This is specifically designed for doctors, for scientists who will be speaking to doctors, to how to identify and treat electrohypersensitivity and EMF-related conditions. So we have top of the line, the best scientists in the world who have been studying this stuff. And Martha Havas is coming. Dr. Sharon Goldberg is coming. Ole Johansson from Sweden will be there. It'll be 3 days of full immersion in science, scientific studies and research and education for the medical field, for both medical doctors and natural doctors, to learn how to recognize and help those people who are coming to them for help.
Wonderful. And if you can give us advice in our home, what we can do to little help ourselves, even when we don't have the symptoms or whatever the symptoms can be, because for some people they are really debilitating. But for some people we think, oh, I'm so aggravated. Why I feel a little like lightheaded or something. This could be starting this way. So what we can do to help ourselves in our own homes?
Absolutely. The most important is your sleep times, your sleeping area, and the time where your body restores and repairs itself. So reduce Wi-Fi in the home. Turn off your router. Put it on a timer, you know, $10 timer, like a lamp timer. Plug in your Wi-Fi router in the timer so you don't have to even think about turning it off at night. And it'll turn itself on in the morning. Start treating Wi-Fi like a light switch. So turn it on when you use it and off when you don't. It doesn't have to be on 24/7. It is affecting our biology in more ways than we know. And studies show that, you know, at some point, the body can't take it anymore. And I, from my own experience, you know, then it just hits you and it's very difficult to recover. So turn off your Wi-Fi, unplug your lamps next to your bed because the lamps are ungrounded.
They unplug?
Yes.
So turn it off doesn't help.
Because what happens when you turn off the lamp, it still, the current is still live all the way to the switch.
Gosh.
And it emits, if I showed you with my electric volt sensor, it puts out electric field around the cord and
around
the mouth.
And that's where we sleep, all around our heads.
And so your head is swimming in voltage. If you have metal in your bed, either bed springs or metal bed frame or headboard or footboard, get rid of it. Because what happens is electric current jumps on anything that's easy to conduct. So metal is a conductor. And you end up sleeping on an electrified field at night. So
Of course I have metal bed. I have a lamp, two lamps next to mine and my...
So one quick stop is... I have my crew of electricians in different places, and what happens is once I go and measure a home, then I recommend an electrician to come in and fix the wiring errors. Most we find that 60% of homes in California have wiring errors that are caused by licensed electricians. So we have the equipment to measure it, and then... the electrician can install a remote switch for a circuit breaker that fuels the electricity to your bedroom.
Oh, that's smart.
And so you can cut off. Yes, if you can do it by hand. I do this every night. I don't have any electricity at night, and I sleep like a baby. So
when it's emergency, you still need to or something.
You have
need to,
your camp light or flashlight, but it makes a huge difference for the body because each organ in the body and the body itself has its own voltage, right? It has its own natural voltage. And when you add more to it, it upsets its balance. So it's too much. It's too much. We are being exposed to so much electricity and magnetic fields during the day. So at night, at least we should have a respite from that exposure. And it's very important. Then you can take on more during the day. But I've noticed that when I started turning off my electricity, since the building biologist came in and showed me, I am recovering. You know, I am recovering. I can function in the world during the day. I can work wherever. And now I'm rewiring my brain. So I can actually stop being reactive to all the EMFs in the atmosphere and in any building.
I don't want to scare people, but I think we are really not scared.
You gave us
amazing information. I think we really are understanding more and more that the world is very dangerous with everything what we have around. Turn off, no more radio. But we have you. We have your phone number again. What is your phone number?
It's 805-895-4687.
And you have three books. If you can give us a title, if somebody wants to learn something about that.
This is an excellent book. This is written by the architect Paula Laporte and Erica Elliott and John Banta. Paula is one of our instructors at the Building Biology Institute. And this is called Prescriptions for a Healthy House. If you are looking for ideas, and this includes mold, air quality, I specialize in EMFs, but a fully certified building biologist will come in and actually check your air quality. You know, he will check, test for mold, for radon, and will advise you on what to do to clean that up. But this is an excellent book to learn. We actually study, this is a book that we study when we get in our certification program. And it includes amazing information.
Yes.
This one is written by a fellow EMRS, electromagnetic radiation specialist, Bill Cadwalader. It's a brand new book. It was published last year. And there's only, just to let you know, there are not that many of us in the country. There's about 40 of us. 40. I was amazed to find the number, that it's so small. And Bill wrote a very practical book for lay people on how to reduce exposure and educate people about EMFs. And he actually has, for each room, he has checklists what to do. So if you're looking for a practical step-by-step information and you don't, your budget doesn't allow you to hire a specialist, you can buy this book and you will get a lot of
exposed information. Okay,
exposed.
That's the title. Okay, and Irresistible.
Great book written by Adam Alter, also about 2 years old. This is a book about the rise of addictive technology and the business of keeping us hooked. This is mostly about cell phones and screen time and what is happening to our brain. And he's a social psychologist from the New York State University. And he has written a fabulous book. I studied it very closely. And I actually have a lecture, that public lecture that I give based on this book to educate people what to do and what's, you know, most people underestimate their time of screen time per day by about 50%.
Of course, especially now with Facebook and everything, with children, everybody's on it.
We're
watching their clock because I know that we are soon getting to end of the show. Do we have something else?
One quick one that I just started. I actually read, this is Annie Hopper's DNRS system. This is Dynamic Neural Retraining System. And for people like myself or chemically sensitive people, fibromyalgia, anyone with chronic illness, Annie designed the program to cure yourself, to rewire your brain on your own. If you can't take her training with her, you can do this by, it has four DVDs.
When we can buy this, where?
DNRSsystem.com, or I have it on my Facebook page. I promote it because I actually started the steps 4 weeks ago. And I must tell you, it's working. I am less reactive.
So that's for sure. I'll make the picture of that and ask my friend to just maybe purchase this. He can help himself. Again, time is crazy and runs without us trying to stop. We cannot do nothing about time. So thank you so much, Monica. This was wonderful information. And I love the seriousness of that and urgency of that. And I am happy that you are my friend. You are Polish-American and you are one of 40 in this country. So, yay! We have really somebody very important in the studio. Your phone number again?
805-895-4687.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Time for the music before we end our show?
Yes.
Yes, we have time. What will be singing?
Do you have Meet Me Again, the song?
No.
You don't have that song?
No, that's not.
Okay, maybe I'll do the single. So
let's do that.
The single is it's out on all platforms now, iTunes, Spotify. If you just search Andrea Lisa, Meet Me Again. I also have my old EP on there called So Sweet. So I'll play you. I'll play you a bit of Meet Me Again.
That's a beautiful end of the show.
You and I could try to work it out over and over. Telling lies is something that you and I are master. It's in the way that I read, in the way that you responded. It's in the way that you reacted. It's in the way that I responded. We didn't know before. Would you like to meet me again? Could you introduce yourself again? Can we forget about back then? Meet me again. Meet me again. Oh, meet me again. Meet me again.
Us again, please stop by anytime when you have new song. I would like to sing for us. Andrea, thank you so much, and for today, thank you for listening to Accent On. Till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.